Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Students and faculty members from universities across the United States are continuing to protest in support of Palestine. They're demanding that their universities cut financial ties with Israel. Since the protests against the war in Gaza began at Columbia University in New York, more than 550 students have been arrested across the country. Police in the U.S. city of Atlanta have arrested at least 17 students at Emory University. Dozens of students set up tents on the campus on Thursday morning in support of Palestinians. Police dismantled the camp, saying the students were trespassing. At least one faculty member was among those arrested. In Paris, French students have been occupying the main building of the Sciences Po University in solidarity with Palestine. Al Jazeera's Natasha Butler has been at the protest.
Well, dozens of the students here are chanting resistance. They've been chanting long live Palestine. They're here in the street, but they are also inside the university building. This is Sciences Po University. It's one of the most prestigious universities in France. And the students inside have actually been staging a sit-in since yesterday. And they say they're going to stay for as long as it takes. Now, among their demands, they're calling for an end to the war in Gaza. They are also calling for France to do more to support Palestinians, for Palestinians to have their own state. And they're calling on their university, Sciences Po, to sever all of its ties with Israeli universities. Some of the banners that we can see at the windows that they're holding up say things like, end to war, this is a genocide.
Well, the student protests are also happening in Australia. Demonstrators there have set up tents at the University of Sydney. Students from other universities have been going there to show the support. They've been chanting slogans similar to those voiced in the US, like calls for divesting from Israeli-linked companies. Belgium has summoned the Israeli ambassador after an aid worker was killed in Rafah. Belgium's development minister has said 33-year-old Abdallah Nabhan and his 7-year-old son were among the casualties in an Israeli airstrike. The United Nations wants to see forensic evidence preserved during investigations into mass graves in Gaza. That's after Gaza's civil defense called for an independent inquiry into the bodies exhumed from sites at both Nasser and Al-Shifa hospital compounds. Chinese President Xi Jinping says he believes the U.S. and China should be partners, not rivals. She emphasized finding common ground during talks with Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Beijing. The visit's an attempt to stabilize relations between the two superpowers.
Coming up on The Take, former President Donald Trump takes his case to the Supreme Court. What could that mean for the upcoming presidential election? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts.